Back home now and to the Employment Appeals Tribunal and the settlement in an unfair dismissal case taken by a former Irish Independent journalist. Gemma O'Doherty claimed that she was unfairly chosen for compulsory redundancy after she went to the home of the former Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan during her investigation of the penalty points controversy. Ms O'Doherty from Shankill in Dublin was made redundant by Independent News and Media in August 2013 after more than 18 years working for the company. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley joins us now in studio fresh from the tribunal. Ingrid, this case began about a year and a half ago. Remind listeners of the background to it.
Well, you've enunciated some of it there, Jonathan. Gemma O'Doherty was engaged in an investigation of the penalty points situation, went to the home of Garda Commissioner Martin Callanan to confirm that she had the correct address. Apparently that caused distress to Mrs. Callanan. That had been an issue. And in the end, Ms. O'Doherty was selected for redundancy, for compulsory redundancy. She maintained she'd been unfairly selected and she took unfair dismissals proceedings. She also separately in the High Court took defamation proceedings and personal injury proceedings. However, today we heard that all of the proceedings have been settled.
And do we have any details at all in relation to that settlement?
No, we don't. What we do know is that Independent Newspapers issued a statement in the course of the hearing in the Employment Appeals Tribunal. The chairman of the Employment Appeals Tribunal said this was very unusual, in fact unprecedented, but this is the statement that they issued. Independent Newspapers wish to acknowledge the exceptional work of multi-award winning investigative journalist Gemma O'Doherty for the Irish Independent during the course of a lengthy career. Independent Newspapers accept that Gemma O'Doherty has acted at all times in a professional and diligent manner and in the best interests of Independent Newspapers. Independent Newspapers unreservedly apologise to Ms. O'Doherty for the stress and hardship caused to her and her husband as a result of its actions. And Independent Newspapers have agreed to pay to Ms. O'Doherty undisclosed damages and to indemnify her in relation to her legal costs. Now, it's important to note that all three proceedings have been settled. So while we don't know the amount of the award, it's believed that it is substantial to cover off all three actions.
OK, and Gemma O'Doherty gave her reaction to journalists, including yourself, outside the tribunal. We can hear from her now.
This very comprehensive apology and expression of regret from Independent Newspaper today represents a resounding vindication of my professional and personal reputation. I now want to continue with my career in investigative journalism and to continue to uphold the fundamental principles of press freedom and free speech.
Gemma O'Doherty speaking outside the Employment Appeals Tribunal to journalists, including Ingrid Miley, who's still in studio with us. Ingrid, so it'll be early next year when this matter is finalised.
There's a 6-week implementation period that'll bring us up to the 2nd of February. But I think that a lot of people who've been watching this case will note that the settlement now means that Independent Newspapers will be spared a public hearing on the circumstances surrounding this redundancy, because, you know, a lot of people will wonder, why did they behave as they did to a journalist whose reputation they have so fully vindicated today in that statement? The circumstances must have been extraordinary. And I think a lot of people will be disappointed that it isn't going to have its day in open court or open tribunal.
OK, Ingrid, thanks for that. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.